Welcome to the Injury Law Pod, the podcast that explores and demystifies the complex world of personal injury law. Each week, Missouri personal injury attorney Eric Bartlett dives into the legal issues surrounding personal injury cases to help you understand your rights and options when seeking justice and compensation for personal injuries. So sit back, relax, and let's explore the world of personal injury law together.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Injury Law Pod. I am your host, Eric Bartlett, and this is the podcast where we talk about everything personal injury law related. Try to break it down, make it simple to help you understand better, possibly some part of personal injury law that you may be experiencing at this time, or you may know somebody that is going through some type of a personal injury claim, and this information could be helpful to them. On today's episode, we are going to talk about a difficult subject, a heavy subject, and that is death. And more specifically, wrongful death. And what that means under the law, what all goes into a wrongful death claim, and the other things that you need to know if that is something that is affecting you at this time. Hopefully, you never are faced with pursuing a wrongful death claim, but unfortunately, it happens. I see it way too often. And over the years, I've dealt with many wrongful death claims. And they do have their own set of circumstances, requirements, what can be claimed, who can make the claim, all of those types of things. So there's a lot to know. And first off, you have to understand that a wrongful death claim is something that was created by lawmakers. So the common law is something that has evolved over time through court cases, and a lot of legal actions are a result of the common law. And we are talking all the way back from England and then transferring over to the United States when we became a country. And certain things, certain negligence actions are just claims that have developed over time and have evolved over time and have always been there. The wrongful death claim was specifically a claim that was put in place by lawmakers through laws. And so it's completely controlled by the statutory setup that has been put in place. And because of that, there are differences in that particular type of claim than, say, a standard negligence claim. So I guess the way to contrast it is if you have a car accident and somebody's hurt, okay, they have a claim. They have a claim for injuries. If you have a car accident and somebody is killed, that person obviously does not have a claim, but certain people do have a claim based on that death. So with a wrongful death claim, because it was created by statute, there are a lot of things that you have to know that's just going to be different than your typical negligence claim. So first off, let's just start off with what is wrongful death? What is a wrongful death claim? And pretty simply, it's a claim when a person or a company or whatever it might be fails to fulfill a legal duty, and that leads to somebody's death. And specifically, if I read a snippet from the wrongful death Missouri wrongful death statute, it says, whenever the death of a person results from any act, conduct, occurrence, transaction, or circumstance which, if death had not ensued, would have entitled such person to recover damages in respect thereof, the person or party who, or the corporation which, would have been liable if death had not ensued, shall be liable in an action for damages, notwithstanding the death of the person injured, which damages may be sued for. Okay, a lot to go through there and break down and make that simpler, which I kind of did on the front side. But basically, if somebody is killed out of some act or omission that is deemed negligent, then there's a wrongful death claim. So if they would have had an action, the person that's killed, if they had not been killed but had been injured, and they would have had a claim against somebody else, then a wrongful death claim stands and can move forward. So that's sort of the beginning or the basis of a wrongful death claim. So you have to prove that there was a negligent behavior or an intentional wrongful act, and those actions were a direct cause of the death, and there were damages associated with the death. So that can arise out of an intentional act, as I already said, a negligent act, or there are medical malpractice wrongful death claims as well. All of those can lead to a wrongful death claim. So then, who under Missouri law is entitled to bring a wrongful death claim? Well, again, this is all set out by law. Lawmakers created this whole wrongful death claim system. And under the wrongful death statute, there are various classes of who gets to make the claim first. And essentially, it kind of goes down, just as you might imagine, priority or connection relationship to the deceased. And so we're talking a spouse, children, parents are all first. If any of those people are alive when this person dies, they all have the right to pursue a wrongful death claim against the wrongdoer. And even in that same first class, as we call them, classes, say one of the surviving children of the deceased person actually isn't surviving when they die. Maybe a child died before the parent, and now the parent died as a result of a wrongful act. Then their children, so basically the grandchildren of the deceased, are also entitled to be in that first class, and they are entitled under the law to bring a wrongful death claim. And this is what's kind of interesting, is that any of those people that are alive when the person is killed can bring a wrongful death action against the negligent party or the wrongdoer, and they all are entitled to share in a settlement or whatever the result is out of this action. But only one legal action can be brought against the negligent party or the wrongdoer. So even though there might be 5, 6, 7 people, I mean, could be more, could be less, But even though there could be all these people that have a right to bring the action and a right to share in the proceeds from a wrongful death claim, only one legal action can be brought. And sometimes, as you might imagine, things can get very difficult if there are not good family relationships and people are estranged from each other. And I mean, you can have, you know, a mother who is the spouse. Maybe she doesn't have a great relationship with her kids. And now you've got some kind of conflict because the father, the husband was killed. And you got these different people that can make a claim. And they each go out, they get their own lawyers. And now everybody's trying to work together in this wrongful death claim. And when money is on the table, there's time to talk about settlement. If there's conflict, it can be difficult trying to get everybody on the same page. It can be very problematic. If there are family issues and everybody doesn't get along. But generally speaking, that's the first layer of people that can make a claim for a wrongful death in Missouri. So it's kind of that close-in relationships, right? Again, spouse, children, potentially grandchildren, and parents of the deceased are also in that first class. And again, that can also be an issue because you might have a spouse and children of the deceased. And then you got the deceased parents. And maybe there's not a great relationship between the spouse and the deceased parents, the in-laws. So it can be a very difficult time because not only are you dealing with the loss of a life and the impact that that's had on a family, but then because of family dynamics, things can get even more difficult in this part of the situation. So those are the folks that are generally the ones that are going to bring a wrongful death claim. You know, it goes down from there. But generally speaking, when you have someone die, there's somebody in that first class that is surviving that can bring the claim. And again, who can be sued in a wrongful death claim? Again, anybody, any wrongdoer, negligent party, it's just as if the person was alive and was injured at the hands of somebody else. Anybody like that, that's at fault, can be sued in a wrongful death claim. And what about the time period you have to bring a wrongful death claim? You have in Missouri 3 years from the date of the death. And that's interesting because that is shorter than the general statute of limitations. That's what we call the time period that you can bring the claim. That's shorter than the normal negligence, personal injury time period. In Missouri, if you're injured negligently, you have 5 years to make the claim against the person that caused harm. But because this is a statutory creation, lawmakers put it all together. When they did so, they said for these wrongful death claims, we're giving you 3 years to either resolve the claim or have it on file as a lawsuit. And so that's a really important distinction because your timeline is shorter. Although it is interesting that in medical malpractice, if you have a wrongful death medical malpractice claim, so normally a medical malpractice claims statute of limitations in Missouri is 2 years from the date of the incident, the malpractice. But if it's a wrongful death claim, you actually get 3 years. So you actually get it extended for a medical malpractice claim if it's based on wrongful death allegations. So it's kind of interesting how all that works and comes together, but those are important things to keep in mind because those are the timelines that can forever bar a claim. And so you cannot mess around. You've got to make sure you're doing something to get the claim moving forward. Now, having said that, and in reality, if you have someone that is economically valuable to a family, so a great example would be you have a 40-year-old man, breadwinner of the house, two children, three children, whatever you want to make it. Obviously, that person is killed. And again, for these purposes, we're going to assume somebody's at fault and cause the death. Well, when that happens, there's a sudden and immediate economic impact on this family. And so most likely, most people are reaching out, trying to figure out if a claim can be pursued and are trying to connect with a lawyer to see if there's a claim that can be made and handled to help this family recover the losses that they are now experiencing because of the death of their loved one. And so most people, again, when something this serious happens in their lives, they don't just sit around and do nothing about it. And, you know, obviously you hope that everyone has life insurance and there's some amount of life insurance available to at least help with the short-term losses. But so many times people don't have enough life insurance or any at all to certainly carry out through the time that is needed to make up for that economic loss to the family. If you've got young children, and again, if you have a wife and a mother that hadn't been working, and now they're faced with this situation, I mean, you've got a long time to care for children, to provide for them, to get them down the road till they're the age of majority, right? Till they're 18. So usually speaking, life insurance may help, but it probably isn't going to get it done completely. And it doesn't have to either. If, again, there's a viable wrongful death claim against someone, then you can pursue that under the law and try to make up for losses. So what does Missouri law say about what can be claimed in a wrongful death legal action? So I'll read you the statute and then I'll break it down a little more because as we know, these statutes aren't always the clearest. But it says, the trier of facts, so that could most likely be a jury, could be a judge, but generally speaking, we're talking a jury trial. So the trier of facts may deem fair and just for the death and loss thus occasioned, just meaning that it happened, having regard to the pecuniary, the economic losses suffered by reason of the death, medical bills, lost income, those types of things, funeral expenses, and the reasonable value of the services, the consortium, companionship, comfort, instruction, guidance, counsel, training, and support of which those on whose behalf suit may be brought have been deprived by reason of such death. Okay, a lot there. So again, I interrupted myself while I was reading it to explain pecuniary losses. That's the economic stuff. Now they're not going to work and there is this loss of income. You can make a claim for that. And that takes special expert work to put all that together. You have to have an economist who projects out a lifetime of work based on what the deceased person was making. And then there's some adjustments that have to be made to bring it down to a present value dollar amount. But those are pecuniary losses. And then funeral expenses are pretty self-evident. And then all of this stuff about the value of services, consortium, companionship, comfort, instruction, guidance, counsel, training. Okay, so basically, right, one of the biggest losses when someone is killed is the removal of that person from the family unit. And especially if you have a spouse and children left behind, what that person meant to that family and would mean to that family as they went into the future. All of the things that will no longer be possible because that person is gone. All of the instruction, the counseling to their children, to their spouse, the comfort, the companionship, all that stuff, that all can be taken into account by a jury when deciding how much someone should get in a wrongful death action. Now, it is interesting, right? Because you very well, as I've already discussed, you may have different people involved. You may have the adult parents of an adult that was killed. So if you have this 40-year-old man, but his parents are still alive, well, obviously their loss is not the same as that 40-year-old man's wife and kids, right? Just makes sense. And the way it works is a judge, after either if there's a jury verdict or if there is a settlement, the parties can agree on how to split up the settlement or the verdict amount, or a judge can be asked to allocate the money accordingly. The judge can make the decision on who has suffered the greatest losses and who should get what percentage of the recovery. And again, as you might imagine, just depending on the family relationship and dynamics, sometimes a judge has to come in. A lot of times a family can come to an agreement on their own, but sometimes it's not pretty and it takes a judge to step in and make a ruling on who's getting what. Now, here's something else that's interesting. Of interest, one thing a jury cannot consider, and they will be specifically instructed that they cannot consider as an element of damages to the people that are making the claim for the wrongful death, is grief and bereavement. So it's kind of interesting, right? You've got all these things that the lawmakers set out that can be claimed in a wrongful death action, but they specifically said there will be no damages awarded for grief and bereavement. So just the emotional impact of losing this person cannot be an element of the damages claimed. And it's a little bit of a head scratcher, but that's what they came up with. They are looking at all the things the person meant to the family in both economic and non-economic ways, but in it's almost like in the usefulness to the person, to the family, and not just the emotional connection people had with this person. So it's kind of weird, but that is the law. And that is an element of damages that cannot be claimed. So the other thing that's interesting is that the jury can also award damages. I'm just going to read the statute here again. The trier of the facts may award such damages as the deceased may have suffered between the time of injury and the time of death, and for the recovery of which the deceased might have maintained an action had death not ensued. So what does that mean? So that means if someone is not killed instantaneously, but let's say they're injured, they're taken to the hospital, they, whatever that looks like, whether they survive for a matter of days, months, years, whatever it looks like, the jury can take into consideration the suffering that the person went through during the time they remained alive. And again, we've already talked about if there's medical bills that were incurred, those can be claimed in the wrongful death action. The other interesting part of this as well, and the worst case situations, right, is where a minor, someone less than 18 years old, is killed and there is a wrongful death claim made. The law changed quite a few years ago, because how do you value that person's life? Because they weren't working yet, so they were not providing an economic impact. Matter of fact, they probably had a negative economic impact on their family. And the law was changed, and I will read that now, to provide that if the deceased is under the age of 18, there shall be a rebuttable presumption that the annual pecuniary losses suffered by reason of the death shall be calculated based on the annual income of the deceased parents, provided that if the deceased has only one parent earning income, then the calculation shall be based on such income. But if the deceased had two parents earning income, then the calculation shall be based on the average of the two incomes. Okay, so breaking that down. This was a big change in the law, and it really helped those who suffered the loss of a child. Because before, right, again, there was no great way to factor any kind of economic loss that would have occurred over the lifetime of this child before that. But the lawmakers put this in place so that you can use the parents' income and you can come up with a rebuttable. And by the way, rebuttable means that someone, obviously the person being sued or the company being sued, they can try to show that the presumption doesn't work in this particular case for whatever reason. But it starts out that there's a presumption that the child would have been making similar money as his parents or her parents. That's the easiest way to say that. And so you're able to use that calculation to project out a lifetime of earnings for someone under the age of 18. So a real big change that happened in the law and really helped parents that lost children. That's all there is to it. There was definitely a new layer of losses that could be claimed in a wrongful death action. So how are wrongful death damages paid? You're making a claim against a person or a company. Well, it's just like any other claim. More than likely, there's an insurance company behind all of this who's going to eventually pay out if money is either awarded by a judge and a jury to the claimants, or if a settlement is reached between the insurance company and the people making the claim. So it basically gets paid out the same. The only difference is any settlement, any wrongful death settlement must be approved by a judge. So you can't just settle a wrongful death claim, insurance company issues a check, and everybody goes on. You actually have to run it through court. It's usually about a 15-minute hearing. Somebody from the class that was making the claim has to get on the stand, has to testify as to what the settlement looks like. Again, hopefully there's an agreement already in place amongst those that are involved. And if so, they can, you know, testify as to the agreement. Usually maybe there's some affidavits from people in the class, in the settlement, that aren't there at the hearing, and they have signed off saying they understand, they had notice of the hearing, they agree with the settlement distribution. And, you know, typically, again, if everybody's on board, a judge will approve the settlement. Now, again, if an agreement cannot be reached on how the money is going to be allocated, it's during this hearing that a judge is going to make the ruling on who gets what. And that's basically how a wrongful death matter unfolds. And even if you do have a jury award, you either have to agree how that's going to be split up, or a judge is going to have to rule on how that money's going to be split up. But either way, a judge has to give a stamp of approval, so to speak, on any settlement or jury verdict relating to a wrongful death in Missouri. Wrongful death settlements, like other personal injury settlements, are generally not taxable. Again, the only thing that's taxable in the personal injury world is basically for lost economic, lost wages type stuff. But as a general rule, most settlements that occur in the personal injury realm are a global settlement with no definition of how much is set out for this particular type of loss versus another particular type of loss. So let's just say there's a $100,000 settlement. It's a global settlement. So nobody puts it anywhere that, you know, 25% of it was for medical bills, 25% of it was for lost wages, 25% of it was for pain and suffering. You get the idea. That is nowhere. So because of that, there is no taxable event when it's just a general settlement and a global lump sum paid. And having said all that, I make this disclaimer. I'm not a tax professional. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And so you would always want to consult with a tax professional if you got some type of a settlement out of a personal injury, wrongful death, whatever that is. But that is my general understanding and experience, which again is about 30 years at this point. So do you need a lawyer for a wrongful death claim? Well, as you know, I've been talking here now for a while, and I've gone through basically an overview of what all is involved, what can be claimed, who can make the claim, the requirements that are involved for getting a wrongful death claim wrapped up. There's a lot going on, right? So, of course, my advice is going to be you should have a lawyer involved in any wrongful death claim. And here's some of the highlights as to why. Number one, there's a death. It's a very serious moment in people's lives. I mean, it's obviously one of the most serious things that can happen in a family's life. And it can be a total blow, interruption to a family, to their economic status, to their ability to survive. And so you have to make sure that someone that knows what they're doing is involved and is looking for every possible avenue of recovery against anybody that may possibly have some responsibility in this death. And it's not always evident. It is not always evident. Again, you know, I've talked about commercial truck claims and how many layers can be involved in defendants, people you are making a claim against. And you may have four possible companies involved in a death. And if you don't know that, you may just be looking at the truck company and not realizing there's a whole lot more money there than what you know about. And then putting these elements of damage together. This is something I already mentioned. A lot of this takes economic work, an economist. And you know, you've got to put together what this person meant for this family and be able to put that on a board and show that, again, if it's going to go in front of a jury. Got to have all this together. And then you got to have good, solid, insightful testimony as to what this person meant to the family. And remember, it's not grief or bereavement, because that's not allowed. It's counsel, it's training, it's instruction, it's companionship. It's all of those things and specific examples and details to really drive it home as to what this person meant to the family. And in order to get the maximum recovery in a wrongful death claim, you got to know how to put all that together and do it right. And then have, you know, the means to be a threat to these defendants, these insurance companies. And so, do you need a lawyer for wrongful death? Absolutely. That's, in my mind, that is a no-brainer, because again, it's too serious of a claim to try to handle on your own. This isn't a, you know, small automobile accident. This is something much bigger because of a death involved. So I hope you found this overview of wrongful death in Missouri helpful. I pray that this is all informational. You're not going through this, and you know that you don't know anyone that is, because it obviously is a very serious and sad moment in someone's life when they lose someone, especially at the hands of somebody or a company that has done something negligent or wrong. But if you are, and if that is you, and you are now faced with this situation, I would encourage you to reach out, see how we can help you. And we have, over these years, we have been involved in many, many, many wrongful death claims. We understand what the loss looks like, and we're there to help and to be a guide. And so Again, thank you for listening. And please, until the next episode, stay safe and stay well.